So a little bit of methodology works. You know, I think Alex talked about the hiring. I like hiring in pubs. I like putting people out of situations where you can kind of... Stylized interviews are terrible. You know, you invite somebody in, the headhunter says, you know, here are six CVs. They come into the room and they expect to be grilled and they packaged up their CV. You know, you're not really going to get to know somebody, so you've got to probe a little bit. And I used to work in, Shai's referred to some consulting companies in the Cambridge area. There was the CCL, which is way old. Then there was PA Technology. Out of that, this company called Generics, where I was, one of the founders. TTP, the Technology Partnership, Gerald Davison is going to come and talk. Well, my experience at PA, the way I was hired, should tell you something about why some of these companies have been successful. I was invited for an interview and turned up, and the chap interviewing me said, "This is great, you know, we'd really like to hire you straight away, we'll be in touch." Nothing happened for 3 months. So I rang up and said, "You know, you said you were interested, what's going on?" "Oh yeah," he said, "but we'd like you to come up again." So I came up and I met somebody else who interviewed me and said, "Yeah, this sounds really great, you know, we'll sort it all out." I had about 4 rounds of this. And then finally I said, "Look, I'm about to accept another job. Do you really want to hire me?" And they said, "Yeah, great." So a contract arrived in the post, but it said I was reporting to somebody I'd never met. And so I turned up. The first day I turned up down the road in Melbourne, and this guy met me, and he said, "It's great to have you on board. It's a shame I haven't got more time. I'm going on holiday tomorrow. But there's your desk, and I'm sure you'll figure it out. I'll be back in about 4 weeks." Right? And so I sat at my desk and sort of sat there first day, and this chap walked along and he said, "So what sort of stuff do you do? You look new," and I described my skill set. He said, "Would you like to work on my project?" And I said, "Yeah, I'd love to work on your project." And so I arrived as somebody who was working on digital imaging systems, and I found that this person basically had a healthcare device which needed some software writing. And I hadn't written much code in my life before, but boy, I became a good code writer that week because I just thought, got to find something to do. And that tells you something, because they had a philosophy. The philosophies I discovered later on was that they only hired people who really tried very hard to get in. They didn't give up. Yeah, that was the whole philosophy. And we used it at Generics as well, and people used to complain about that. Now, I don't know if there are any old Generics people here, but they'll recognize the model, which was we would have this anarchic hiring methodology. But we hired some really good people, and people suddenly discovered they could do things that they didn't know they could do. And that's great, because then you've got multifaceted people. So all that's great, but now I've got a model here, which is based on Belbin. And Shai's saying, time's running on. So Belbin is just one set of methodologies. There are lots of tools that people use for being able to assess people, try and find people who fit the right kind of profile, the right roles. And so if you're interested, go and read about it. But Belbin has a lovely model which describes all kinds of different people. Most people have 2-3 different characteristics. And when you look at this and you typecast them, then you start to understand things like, why didn't Tony Blair and Gordon Brown get on, really? Yeah, it's not because they hated each other, it's not because they believed in different things, but there were some fundamental issues about personality. And it's kind of interesting if you look at the life choices people make, the people that they work with, people they end up in relationships with, they're driven by some of these things. And so entrepreneurial teams need a whole set of things, and Alex has talked about this already. You know, you need skill sets, you need vision, you need integrity. You know, if you start with a leader who basically has passion and integrity, then that's, in my mind, that's sort of half the battle. Because all the other things they can pick up along the way.